sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins.
And Mark Carr.
Okay. And we are here talking real estate, sort of, with all of our being shut in. Someone like me gets, I can't do it. I have to go outside. Well, and outside's okay.
Yeah. Well, right? And if you guys have not met Becky personally, she is the most on-the-go, get-it-done person I've ever known in my life.
Oh.
And I cannot
imagine. Is that good or bad, Mark?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. But, boy, this has got to get you, like, just doing laps around your house or something.
It does. I mean, I do laps around my house.
Right.
I cannot sit still. The last 2 days, I had to do a six-hour CE. It's a required CE, and I saved it. Because I want it, and it's due the end of, end of August or something like that.
Yeah.
But I saved it because I wanted to be taught by this particular instructor. Mm-hmm. It's a really good class for brokers.
Yeah.
And it was 6 hours, 2 days in a row, sitting in front of a computer because it was slides. It wasn't like even a Zoom meeting or anything. So, that was tough. So I did it on my tablet. So that I could get up and walk around. I went outside in the backyard for a while, walked around the neighborhood once. I just couldn't seem to do it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, relaxing for you is taking a trip. I mean, you, even when you take, are in relaxed mode.
Yeah.
You're traveling. You're going. You're doing.
Well,
you are a doer.
I always said if I were a part of speech, I would be a verb.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I really have been gifted with a great deal of energy,
yeah.
And I don't think I'm hyper. I just keep going.
You keep going.
Stamina.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's what, when we bring new people onto the team, like one of the things that I tell them is the number one thing you have to do is keep up with Becky. Like that's one of the hardest things people come in is just keeping up with you because you are on the go, and this quarantine has got to just have to have a little bit of a kind of swimming against the stream, against your nature.
Well, and because I needed some therapy, I brought in my favorite therapist, Dr. Mark Charney. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Mark and I social distance therapy yesterday evening.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't we, Mark?
We did.
Dr. Mark, I'll
Dr.
put
Mark.
It.
Yeah, that's what we got to distinguish.
yes, we. My husband likes to sing, and so we set his sound system up on the front porch, and it was pretty cool. We had a glass of wine, and all of us put our chairs about 7 feet apart and on the driveway, and the neighbors were out in their driveways or in their front yard just sitting there listening. It was pretty cool. And we just had about an hour of music, just sitting there a little bit and talking occasionally. So that helped because I had to get out and do something. So, but we're going to be talking a lot about how this cooped upness really has to do with, the real estate market and how it has to do with your family, because it's not all about real estate. It's about, we always say we're not really in the sales business. We're in the service business, and that's where we are, Mark. So how do you think this is affecting us as in general?
Well, I think it affects us in lots of different ways. You can think of it, it has effects on our physical being, our bodies, stress, which I think be safe to say is what this event is creating for all of us. And actually, there's multiple stressors depending on what your individual circumstances are. If you just not only are worrying about whether you're going to contract the virus or not, you may have been laid off or temporarily lost employment, or you may have someone who you know is sick. So that's going to affect your personal stress levels, and depending on how you're constituted, if you're a relatively healthy individual, you probably will be able to absorb these stresses better than others. But there's there's going to be a tax on our bodies. Some people might have higher blood pressure. A restlessness, Becky.
Yes.
And then there's also at the level of our bodies biochemically, there's all kinds of things going on with stress hormones like cortisol, adrenaline, and others that has physiological and psychological effects. Then there's things that happen at the level of our ability to think and be rational. Usually, I think most people are still trying to get their head around how did this happen, or how could something like a virus not only affect us personally, but affect the entire planet. And all of the countermeasures that are having to be taken to deal with this pandemic can be confusing. I know there's still a lot of people, because I've heard and talked with some, that don't believe that this is really as serious as other people seem to be taking it. So that causes confusion. What do you believe? You know, is this, am I really vulnerable to this kind of virus, or is it just like the flu? So people aren't sure about what to believe. So that could be very unsettling.
So we face our trust issues to start with.
Do we
trust like big government to tell us the truth? Do we trust our physicians to take care of us? There's a lot to talk about that. But yesterday, it's like God sent us a little bit of excitement in the middle of the afternoon to get our minds off of this. And that was in the form of some hailstones. So
another stressor,
right? Well, we are going to talk to Larry Robbins for a minute. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Boy, where did we have the most hits?
Well, the reports are showing anywhere from Tuttle all the way out to Guthrie. So North Oklahoma City, Edmond, Guthrie, Tuttle, large hail up in the neighborhood of tennis ball size, 2.75. And I know this is a very, very stressful time, as you guys have been talking about, but just wanted to call in and let everybody know that roofing has been deemed essential, and that we're here to serve, and it doesn't cost anybody to have us come out and at least verify whether or not you've got damage or not.
Hey, Larry, and I know we talked just a couple weeks ago about Marissa's roof, and you guys did it,
yes.
But and so when the hail came in, she just replaced it. Does she need to get it checked again after this?
Yeah, we need to check it just to make sure. I mean, the newer shingles are going to hold up better than an older roof. But, it's you know, like I said, it doesn't cost anything to have us come out and just make sure. Yeah. With this new statute of limitations that most of the insurance companies are putting on claims with the one-year statute of limitations, you just need to, you know, err towards the safe side and get verification.
That's what I was thinking. If people like me, that whether it's new or whether it's older, it doesn't cost you to get it checked.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people think, well, I just had my roof put on, it's probably fine. But we've been doing this for 24 years now, and it's always, like I said, it's always better to lean on the safe side.
So before you file an insurance claim, call Larry Robbins. And that you've got a few people that are going out and checking roofs today. And I'm going to give you that phone number, and I'm going to give it to you a couple of times. It is 405-728-3700. It's 728-3700. And the hailstones at our house started almost golf ball size and were very jagged, but very quickly turned into more like marble size. So depending on how hard it hit, what velocity it came down at, we may have some damage. So put that on your schedule. Check my roof. Check my neighbor's roof. See if you can find anything. So you guys have done very well in our neighborhood, by the way. As we got that hailstone, I went out and got my Robbins roofing sign and propped it on the porch and said, okay, Jim, we got to put this up because let's let Larry take care of our friends here in the neighborhood. I'll tell you what, we are up against a break, Larry. And Dr. All right. Mark will be right back, and we'll first hear from Dean Riddell, and then we're going to talk to Dr. Mark about how we can stay emotionally stable during this difficult time. With more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team.
And Mark Carr, director of operations and a buyer agent.
There you go.
For Becky Ivins' team.
Yes. And we are, this morning, we're talking to Dr. Mark Charney, who is a therapist and trains therapists, and about the uncertainties and kind of some particular little things. Dr. Mark Charney.
Yes.
Here is something that I'm just going to give you a few questions that.
Okay.
A lot of these are personal because of my family members have asked me to ask you.
Okay.
So what should parents explain to their children, particularly young children, to alleviate their fears? And particularly, I'm talking Alec is 5 years old, and he is so upset because he found out yesterday, I don't know what took so long, except that he recognized that he's not going back to school this year. And he's looked at his mom and said, well, but Mom, I didn't tell my friends goodbye.
Exactly, yeah. So I think as far as explaining to our children, it's going to depend on where they are developmentally and their age and their ability to understand. But I think it'd be prudent to think that our children, I think as most of us know, take a lot of their cues about what's going on not from just what we tell them or what we say, but how we act. So if we're acting anxious and letting stress get the better of us, and we're being overly reactive, overly emotional, restless, irritated, our children are going to know something is going on, something is bothering us, but they don't know what it is. And so the first thing to do is to realize that we have to be very mindful of how we're dealing with the stresses that we're facing, because those do have effects on our children. To take your example of Alec, now he's five, but he's a very bright, super bright five-year-old I know personally. And so with Alec, you could explain, because I think he would probably understand. Now, sometimes people get ill. Sometimes we have colds. Sometimes we have coughs. And right now, there's a germ going around that is making a lot of people sick, and some very sick. And so we had to stop having our children go to school. And you're missing your friends. I bet there's a way that we could contact some of your friends over the phone or maybe FaceTime or some other technology like Zoom or some of those other platforms where you could have a visit and you could see them and you could talk to them and you could tell them how much you miss them. Would you like to do that?
Right. I think the Zoom is really, you can have a free 40-minute session on Zoom.
Yes.
Z-O-O-M. And so the cousins, the grandparents can all get on there together and talk. And one of the things that kind of occurs to me, Mark, is yes. that we have, I mean, my grandkids who live across the street are from ages, what is it, like 2 to 11? And mm-hmm. there's four of them, but they do not have TV. So they're not going to have the news on all the time. I recall at 9/11 where they kept playing, you know, the loop
images of
the yes. building. And I remember our grandkids at the time thought that that many more buildings were being blown up. So when we get back, let's talk about the exposure to that, to the news, and maybe limiting that. We'll be right back after this news break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you're listening to, and we have with me
Mark Carr.
And you know, Dr. Mark, are you ready to choose?
Come on, baby, tell me what's the word.
Yeah.
Okay, our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to provide for you a free estimate of did your roof get hailed on? And that's what you're going to need to know today, because we had a lot of hail damage, Tuttle particularly, and it kind of stretched north, mostly north, some west, up to Guthrie. So Edmond, a lot of West Edmond, kind of got at the Deer Creek area, that kind of thing. So call Robbins Roofing at 728-3700. They will schedule for to come out and look at your roof and tell you what it's about. So, Dr. Mark, do you know a word
yes, ma'am.
Of the day? Do you want to choose a word?
Engagement.
Ooh. Okay. Well, you'd better define that, because I own a wedding chapel, so engagement to me means business. What does engagement mean in our therapeutic world?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately, and from my point of view, this term social distancing is really a misnomer. What we're talking about is keeping physical distance, but we want to maintain human-to-human engagement. We want to be able to feel felt by other people, that we matter, and for them to know they matter to us. So engagement to me is this human-to-human relationship, emotional bonding, where people feel validated and valued. That's engagement.
That's social engagement. You know, you're so right. I never really thought about that social distancing. It's not social distancing at all, is it? It's physical.
Not to me.
No, yeah, physical distancing.
We just need to keep 6 to 10 feet apart.
Right.
But we don't want to feel socially distant. We want to feel connected. We want to feel like we are all in this together. And what I do affects you, and what you do affects me. So we want to be careful about our behaviors and our actions, and look out for each other, look out for ourselves, look out for our children, protect them. So you, before the break, you brought up what happened after 9/11, where all the images on TV, same thing happened after the Murrah Building bombing. You know, every time you turned on your TV, you saw the catastrophe repeated over and over and over. And children have limited ways of understanding. It's like you mentioned, some kids saw the building going down and thought, well, that's a different building. There must be hundreds or thousands of buildings that are falling down, that they could misperceive what they're getting over the news.
Right.
So being protective as parents for young children is to limit the exposure to those kinds of images. And for kids who are older that could understand what the message is coming from the news, start talking to them about it, but still limiting their exposure. But now you can have conversations because they're better able to understand why we had to close the schools or why you can't go down the street and play with the neighbor kids, why we can't go to Walmart, those sorts of things, because we need to protect ourselves.
You know, after the height of this is over, how can we make sure that not just children, but regular, I mean, adults even, aren't afraid of people or socializing?
Well, I think that is going to happen. It's just going to take time and opportunities to expose yourself to people again and start to interact. I think there's going to be a built-up hunger for human contact and more even physical contact, hugging, holding hands, shaking hands, because right now we are to keep our physical distance and not have that kind of physical expression of connection. So there's going to be both. There's going to be people who are really glad that the danger is over. They may have some reservations. You may see a difference in people shaking hands. We may go more to elbow bumps or waves for a long time. That might not be a bad thing. But
Dr. Charney, I know for me, that is a big thing that I'm dealing with because I'm such an extrovert. I love to talk to people. But the physical touch is a big part of my love language. Of just being able to get a pat on the back or a touch on the shoulder or a hug, appropriate touches to me convey love and receive love. And it's a really difficult time during the social distancing of, I don't realize I'm like, man, I feel like I'm missing something.
I'm a handshaker.
Yeah.
I guess I learned that when I was a young child, that's the polite thing to do when you're introduced to someone or you meet somebody, you put your hand out there. So when this first started, when they started talking about, physical distance and not shaking hands, I found myself, automatically just getting ready to stick my right hand out there and shake somebody's hand. And it took me several days to break myself of that habit. It's going to take time for us to get back. And of course, we're going to know who we can have that kind of physical contact with and who we may still, want to show some caution with and find some other physical expression that is not quite as touchy or to protect ourselves. I think it's going to take a long time to get over this, the anxiety and the fears that have been generated from it.
And Mark, what is, Jim and I are fortunate because we have a big house and two people. So we can keep our distance from each other if we've had a little bit too much of each other because we don't get to go outside the house and go other places. But how can people manage the strain of being around each other all the time when there may be six people in a small house?
That's a really good question. So depending, again, on the ages, because the young children can't be left to, well, go outside and play in the front yard. But taking time out for yourself and taking time out to get some physical activity, this is really important. But one of the best counter stress measures that we know about is physical activity. Walking, of course we can't go to the gym right now, but anything you can do to raise your heart rate a little bit and use your muscles has a physiological counter effect to stress, because when you get physically active, raise your heart rate, your body starts producing kind of anti-stress hormones and chemicals to try to counterbalance. So, you were talking earlier about walking laps inside the house. You can, there's nothing to prevent us from going outside and walking, or even going out in the backyard and doing some physical exercises.
Well, and we've been really blessed this week with great weather for that, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
hopefully it will get better.
Yeah, it's kind of a perfect time for a walk. I know that I was at your house about a year ago, and maybe too much sharing. Tell me to shut up if it's too much, Mark. But my best friend was dying, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, you head out the front door, and I said, "Where are you going, Mark?" And you said, "I need a little self-care. I'm going to take care of myself." And I thought, wow. And you took, it wasn't a long walk, but you took a short walk, a break from a tense situation. And I will tell you, of all the time I've been around you, which has been decades, I learned more in that moment than anything else probably in my life, is you've got to have self-care. So if you're feeling paralyzed, pinned up, you do have to take care of yourself.
You do. And you know, typically people now, when they need some alone time, they're getting on a device, which that's not necessarily an unhealthy thing, but to the extreme, it certainly is not good for promoting engagement or connection. But you do need to take care of yourself. You need to have that kind of self-awareness of when you're feeling anxious or you're feeling irritable or restless, that you need to get away and check in with yourself and then find some way to address those feelings or thoughts that you might be having to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, because no one else can do that for you, you're not going to be the best version of yourself to get re-engaged.
Right. I'll tell you, we've got only one more segment of our show. And if you have a question about real estate, if you have a question that you want to ask Dr. Mark Charney, give us a call at 840-1000, and that's 840-1000. If you want to talk to us about what you can do real estate-wise, I'll tell you, we have been working. I mean, how long have you been working, Mark?
It's all week long.
I mean, from morning until very late night.
I thought it would be a slow week this week.
I
and
did too.
It has not.
It has not been. So if you have a question, do give us a call at 722-3232. That's our office number, 722-3232. We're going to be right back after this break with our Smoking Hot Deals with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team.
And Mark Carr, director of operations, Myers agent for the team.
So we're here with Dr. Mark Charney. Dr. Mark, guess what? There are people that had some questions for you. And let me see. How do you express to family and friends that you're social distancing and will not allow them to visit? Because there are some that think this is not such a big deal.
That's right. I've had that experience myself. You just have to stay true to what you believe. And if you really value your health, you know, if you're in a high-risk group like I am, that means I can't be around my granddaughters. And if I am around my family members, I strictly have to keep that physical distance. It's really hard. But I think you just need to be straightforward and say, I talk to you, I'll FaceTime with you, but I'm not going to meet with you in person.
Yeah. And so, I mean, just, you can't be shy about this. It's a physical threat. You can't be shy about it. You just have to stand your ground, basically. Hey, we're in a stand your ground state, right?
I believe so.
but do not use firearms. That is a little bit of a fear as people feel more pent up. You know, temper's going to flare and stuff like that.
Around the country, we've seen some evidence of that. People went at panic buying in the stores, pushing each other out of the way. I read some in the paper that gun sales around the country have spiked again. So there are some people that, you know, are either anticipating the worst is going to happen, that there'll be lawlessness and they'll need weapons for self-protection. Hopefully, I don't think it's going to get to that extreme, but that's how some people's thinking runs, that they're very untrusting of others in general. So when an event like this happens, it kind of brings out the worst in some people, and it hopefully will bring out the best and more.
Yeah, one of the things, Dr. Charney, that I wanted to kind of bring up with our time here was, you know, it does kind of, a lot of fears, a lot of depression might be increasing, people who are cooped up, or people dealing with other issues, but counselors are still working. I know my mom, who's been a counselor for a decade, has been doing, internet, over Skype or FaceTime for several years, and her business this. And so if anybody's listening and you're really dealing with depression, you're really dealing with struggling, there is help that can be found. It's available. Reach out, because there's counselors that are still working. Right, Dr. Charney?
I think most counselors are still working, and the state of Oklahoma for clients or persons that have state health benefits through SoonerCare. The Oklahoma Health Care Authority has authorized telemental health services to be used. And a lot of agencies, state agencies and private counseling groups have switched to that. So they are available. They're still wanting to provide services to their clients. And it's not that difficult these days to be able to use technology to do that during these times.
Do you know, on the I'm on the board of the Oklahoma Foundation for the Disabled, and that had to shut down. That's an adult daycare for developmentally delayed and disabled adults. So their family members, very often siblings, that have to watch them because they cannot be left alone. That just adds to the stress because those folks, and it brings to mind grandson Liam, they need a routine. And man, when that routine is interrupted, they pretty much get out of control.
Yeah, I don't think it's people that have, you know, special differences. I think human beings in general prefer routines. If you think about your own life and go through what you do on a daily basis, we all have our routines. And something like this event has thrown everybody off. And so that in itself then becomes sometimes anxiety provoking or certainly irritating. And then we have to find workarounds. You have to be able to adapt. And the more adaptable you are, the better you're going to be able to show resilience through this. And when the pandemic is over, you'll get back to your former routines.
Well, Dr. Mark Charney, I so appreciate you and your expertise being available to our listeners, and we may have to have you on again depending on how long this lasts. So you guys, if you got hail damage or if you're not sure, do call Robbins Roofing this week, 728-3700. We'll see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.